bitterness is troublesome. But bitterness is deep-rooted. Once bitterness takes root in our lives, it can be very difficult to remove. You know what it's like. Those of you who have gardens, and when weeds grow all over the garden, yes, the longer you leave them in place, the harder it is to get them out. And over time, their roots go deeper and they start to spread to other parts of the garden that used to be weed-free. Well, it's pretty much the same with bitterness. In Naomi's case, bitterness defined who she was. She changed her name, her identity, from pleasant to bitter. And one of the ways that we can hold on to bitterness is by going over and over in our minds the hurts that were inflicted on us or the losses that we endured as a result of difficult circumstances. And every time we do this, it's like walking across a well-worn path in a field, that the more we walk back and forth in that path, the more established the path becomes. And it's probably true to say that we wouldn't even consider crossing the field by any other route. And that's what happens with bitter attitudes and feelings. The more we tread the bitter path, the more firmly embedded in our life bitterness becomes, and the less likely we are to consider alternative ways of thinking. For example, we might be quite used to thinking something like this. Well, anyone would be bitter in my situation. Now, is that right thinking? No, because Jesus wasn't bitter, and his situation was often pretty grim. Another example of wrong thinking might be, who could blame me for being bitter? It's almost as if we think we have a right to be bitter. Like Jonah in chapter 4 of his book. When he became angry, and remember, bitterness is a form of anger. When he became angry, the Lord's response to him was, have you any right to be angry? And that just suggests that, no, he didn't have any right to be angry. If bitterness is a problem for you, and I don't know you, so I can talk very freely, and you know I'm not getting at anybody in particular. Maybe God's Spirit is putting his finger on you. But ask yourself further three questions. Have I allowed bitterness to become deep-rooted in my soul? What changes do I need to make in my thinking in order to begin rooting out this bitterness? Who will I speak to receive help in dealing with this? So bitterness is troublesome, bitterness is deep-rooted, and bitterness is a choice. Naomi's story tells us that bitterness is not something that we're born with, but rather something that we can acquire. She wasn't always bitter. Remember, her name means pleasant, but she wanted to be known as Mara. She wanted to be known as a bitter person. So what she was doing, she was replacing the pleasant, Naomi, with the unpleasant, bitterness, and thereby embracing bitterness. It's been said that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond. Now, I've no idea if these percentages are accurate or not, but one thing is clear. The way that we respond to unpleasant and unforeseen events in our lives has an overwhelming influence on how well we survive. We can allow bitterness to take control of our thinking, or we can choose to pursue an attitude of gratitude. We can choose to be thankful in all situations. And we can choose to focus on God's character and praise him for who he is. It really is our choice. So here's a final couple of questions that you might want to ask yourself and that I need to ask myself too. How am I responding to negative events in my life? When bad things happen to me, will I make a deliberate choice? And by the way, choices are deliberate. You have to be intentional about this. Will I make a deliberate choice to reject bitterness and embrace an attitude of gratitude? Sounds a tall order. Yes, it is a tall order, and we cannot do it on our own. But God's Holy Spirit is so gracious and so willing, so ready to help us in our weakness. If we just call on him and tell him, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. I need it so much. Naomi was a woman in pain. Nothing could bring her husband back. Nothing could bring her sons back. And nothing could turn the clock back so that she could relive her life all over again in better circumstances. For Naomi, survival included pain and suffering.